Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. A little Chicago bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Stephen Baum is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. Stephen, tell us your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book and you.
Thank you, Jim. It's Stephen H. Baum, leadership.com. Stephen with a PH, middle initial H, Baum, B-A-U-M, leadership.com. And you'll find posts about leadership and coaching and a whole bunch of other things.
And your book's available wherever books are sold, folks. Find him online.
Online.
Google
the subtitle,
him.
By the way, Jim, is How Ordinary People Can Become Extraordinary Leaders, and that's what it's really about.
It's a good book, too, by the way, folks.
And thank you.
One of my favorites. Stephen, your Vistage members have been talking to you about what they're seeing coming at us over the next few months, few quarters. Can you give us a survey of that?
Sure. The bottom line is that after battening down the hatches in 2007 or so and doing all the things that they thought they'd never have to do to survive, they are now opening the spigot a little, just a little, for what we call bargains and truffles. Bargains are more and better of what they already have but at advantaged prices, and truffles are new assets you have to dig for but on which you can build and grow something new. And that's what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
As examples of that, we have one small business that has found some of his competitors who were not as prescient about battening down the hatches, and there's two or three possible acquisitions that he can make for basically zero investment.
Right.
And he's already made one acquisition and is integrating it, and it's made him from an East Coast firm to a bi-coastal firm, and there's one or two more on the lip.
Well,
we have a fellow who's in the restaurant business who has several restaurants, and he's made an incredibly good deal to open a new restaurant in Washington, D.C., which, as you know, doesn't know recessions the way the rest of us
exactly
do. All through the siege, one member continually bought or hired core assets for completely new businesses to have new revenue streams, and he did it in green energy, clean coal, and specialty metals. These are guys who see during the storm opportunities to do carefully calculated risk investments, nothing that's bet the ranch. And the mood right now is considerably more optimistic than it was, say, a year ago or even 6 months ago.
That's good to know.
But what they're not going to do is rebuild capacity to prior levels. Bargains and truffles are on the menu, but not rebuilding back to the growth spurt that people were in three years ago, say.
Well, you know, one of the things that I talked about doing a year ago as we moved into 2009 was continue to operate for survival, but while at the same time planning for success. There was a period of time, as you know, Stephen, when we just literally had to hunker down and we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know exactly
how things
were going to turn out. And then once it looked like things were going to at least bottom out and we could see things turning up a little bit, you still have to maintain that discipline, that operating discipline. But you also have to look around you and say, okay, where are the opportunities? How can I plan for success? And that's where those acquisitions come from. And an acquisition at a time like this gives you a double pop, doesn't it? Not only allows you to grow quickly, and maybe very efficiently and effectively, but it takes a competitor out of the marketplace.
Takes a competitor out of the marketplace, and if there are synergies that are real, it contributes to the bottom line very, very quickly.
Right.
Particularly if technology is a big piece of your business and you have a platform you can put the new company on, or you can move to their platform.
Right.
You can see some real synergies. The guys in my group who do acquisitions have done some really detailed planning when they buy a company that's in their space, and they're able to make a due diligence really pay off, and that's what they do.
And that, but that activity, the more that happens, though, that's going to make the economy stronger, but it's not going to add to the job growth because there are going to be some job losses in those consolidations.
That's true.
That's going to be an ironic kind of a circumstance there, isn't it?
Well, but as you say, you have to have your eye on both of these things. You have to continually be disciplined about keeping the costs from getting fat again.
Right.
But you have to look for that next new hire that you're willing to pay real money for because they're going to bring a talent to the bench that you don't have.
That's what these consolidations are going to do. It's going to allow some companies to hire a much more sophisticated manager than they used to have.
We have one fellow in the group.
I tell you what, Stephen, I apologize. I know that's going to be a story that we're going to want to hear. We're going to have to do it another time. Give us the website again, please.
StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
You always teach us so much, Stephen, when you come. Will you come back?
And I learn from you. I'll look forward to it, Jim.
We'll do it real soon. Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called What Made Jack Welch? Jack Welch, How Extraordinary People Become Extraordinary Leaders. That's you, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about you, small business owners. That's you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.